order and ask for a roll call, please.
Sure. Carl David.
He's excused absence. He's out on the field with the Sergeant Major of the Army.
Eric Wayne.
Present.
David Hahn. Richard Lumberg.
Here.
Robert McDonald.
I'm here.
Mario Munoz.
He's doing something strange. He's working. He's got a teaching job now.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah.
Greg Rath.
Here.
And Dale Softner.
Dale has got a doctor's appointment this morning.
We do okay. not have quorum.
Okay. Well, we don't have a quorum, but what we'll do is this. I know that, let's do this. Let's do the, on the agenda, Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll start with that, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Vice Chair, would you lead us?
Absolutely. Let's give allegiance to the greatest symbol of freedom and liberty in the world. Repeat with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Hoorah.
Okay. I'll do that too.
You got Hoorah. No, you're, what's the name you said?
Hoorah. Aye, sir.
Aye, sir.
Aye, sir.
There you go.
It's Hoorah.
You're born.
Yeah. I know that when you get down to the SEALs and stuff like that, they'll do all that Marine stuff and all that, the Gator Navy stuff. But
Hoorah, that's what they say.
Well, yeah. Or Yahoo, is it?
Yahoo.
Okay. Again, we don't have a quorum, but we don't need to vote on anything that I know of right now. But bottom line is there any public comments? That's the next step here.
We did not receive any public
comments. Okay, so public comments is now open, and public comments is now closed. Okay. All right, I know the first thing on the agenda was to have a presentation by Dale and Mario. They're not here, so we will pass on that. And I don't think there's anything else on the agenda. We want to hear a couple reports.
Chair Bobby, for the record, are you speaking about item number 6, action item? Is that the one we are tabling?
Yes, but the one that has Mario Munoz and Dale Schaffner on the
And
back.
Then executive committee report, item number 5, are we over that one?
We're tabling that, yes.
Got it, okay.
Okay, but I don't think there's any more action items on there. Am I correct?
Yeah, there's only the one.
Okay, very good, thank you. So, and we couldn't take action on that anyway.
I don't have it.
There you go. It was over there. We're spoiled. Used to be there.
All right.
So what I will do is this. Seeing how we don't have a quorum, I'll just open it up for comments from the group that's here, and then we'll adjourn the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 7.
No.
Where are we at?
Number 7.
Yeah, we're number 7. But Carl's not here,
okay.
And the Orange County Veterans, well, we could do the Veterans Service Office Representative.
Who's that?
Sir.
Eric, go.
Oh, well, thank you, and it's good to be back, and good to see everybody. So we missed a couple of monthly reports, October and November, so I'm gonna talk about those together. We've had some crashes on our networks, and we don't have December, so we'll be bringing it next month. So for October, the Veterans Service Office saw a total of 1,190 contacts with veterans and their families. Of those, we had 23 that were from our 3 outstation locations. We filed 1,555 claims for those individuals with 42 college fee waivers and processed 313 DMV verifications. As we talked the last time we met, when I was here, those numbers are going to increasingly get higher as we're going through and seeing National Guard and Reservists. We have one outreach event for October. Our wait times were 80 minutes. We had 1,150 calls come into our call center, as well as 126 emails for October. November, likewise, we saw 974 veterans and their families with 21 coming from our outstation locations. We filed 1,270 claims. November and December both are really our short months because of the holiday season. And also we have a little bit of a slowdown when people are on vacation break. We processed 21 college fee waivers as well as 265 DOD verifications. We had three outreach events with our wait times and our lobby currently at 73 minutes. We processed or had 976 phone calls come into our call center and 98 emails. Some little bit of updates for the office. We are finally fully complemented with our veterans claims reps. We have now seven, along with our admin support staff. We got a full complement. I think I mentioned before that now we have six accredited service officers with a new individual going through accreditation training next month. We're hoping to have them up to speed in the next maybe 4 months after that and ready to start processing as many claims as possible. His name is Porfirio. Tough name. We're practicing his name, but he came from a social service agency as an eligibility technician, so he's got some county experience. He is not a veteran, but has family members that he's often advocated for, as well as friends.
Very good. Any questions? You wanted to say something?
Yes, sir. If I may. We'll call them praise reports, and the first one's about Mr. Eric here.
Yes.
I received, I didn't know about being able to go in as a veteran and go against the VA and to get find out some of my medical problems may be related to my service-related time and all that kind of stuff. So because you started that process, and the two ladies whose names I don't remember, absolutely perfect, marvelous ladies that walked me through the process did everything for me. So I've been through that process, and in a relatively short period of time, I now have a percentage awarded to me. And I'm very, very pleased about that, and I thank you for that. So if you'd please tell your two ladies how happy I am with that, that would really be nice. The second item I want to bring up, and because of that, I started receiving some literature from VA. So this is kind of a praise report for the VA. This benefit book is tailored for me. My name is in this thing. It just isn't cases and cases of things I nail on.
I didn't believe him, so I had to look.
Yeah, my witness here, you can believe everything that Eric says. So, and I started looking at this today, but it's a good book, and apparently the new leadership in Washington is making a difference. Very personalized and pleased. So that's it.
Yeah, thank you.
That is awesome. I didn't mention as of the 1st of January, Blue Water Veterans. Those are Navy veterans who were not in the waters of Vietnam. Those veterans are likely going to be coming to our office in droves. Yeah. We're going to have a substantial increase on those individuals. On top of if there's a surviving spouse, they're going to come out as well. I think that they, as underserved as they were, have been, we've been seeing that they potentially have claims with the VA. That's going to have a huge impact on our office as well as our wait times and our numbers of and capacity to serve. We're currently booking out in March for appointments. We obviously have daily walk-ins, but we expect a high volume of folks coming in just to address the statutory requirements, which will allow them to get access to benefits on top of appeals. I don't know if any of you recall when the NERA laws came into effect and the impact that it had on the VA backlog trying to address those claims and address the issues on appeal. So we expect a large volume and a substantial impact on the office as far as the number of claims that we see in the day-to-day.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
No, but thank you for what you do for our veterans. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Buck you up guys, your chin strap.
You guys work hard.
You got Smash My Football coming at you. Okay, veteran sir. Kevin?
I think the biggest thing for this past month is we are now fully staffed. We have all five peers on board through our working wardrobes program. So they are co-located here with our OC for Vets program. They have been doing phenomenal work. We brought in a new peer who's specializing in employment and housing. So he is supporting with housing navigation and access, supporting veterans in accessing housing resources and employment resources. He is just phenomenal. And then they brought in a female peer, so we now have male and female peers on staff with us to support diversity within our veteran population and ensure we have the resources available to address any needs that present through the use of our peers. We have our fourth clinician hired on. She has actually taken on the Veterans Village project that we've been tasked with. We are supporting, so I think we all know the Veterans Village has 76 apartments available. The date they are going to open up and start filling the apartments was bumped back about a month, so they're actually going to open their doors in March, now middle of March.
Is that the one in Santa Ana, or is
that's
that
the one in Placentia?
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we haven't started with the Placentia one yet, but I think we're looking at July or so for the Placentia.
That's coming. I mean, I've been driving down Orangethorpe, and I mean, I just watched it grow. It's big.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. So the Veterans Village in Santa Ana is even bigger. So we're looking at 76 units. I think five of them are set aside.
Yeah. I need to go down there and take a look at it, take some pictures, yeah.
Yeah. But 20 of those units are permanent supportive housing. So they're a mix between the HUD-VASH units, but also on the county side, we're supporting with permanent supportive housing, MHSA support around these 20 units. So what that means for us is these are individuals who are not only eligible for HUD-VASH, but are also eligible for services as a result of severe and persistent mental illness. So in order to verify that eligibility and gain access to those resources and additional supports to make sure that their mental illness doesn't impede their ability to manage independent living, we're providing additional resources on the mental health side. So we are doing the evaluations and screenings and supporting those veterans and accessing resources prior to moving into Veterans Village. So we're identifying these individuals who are severely and persistently mentally ill, ensuring that they're connected with behavioral health resources, providing some case management, brief counseling, kind of doing the initial support to support stabilization as they wait for these units at Veterans Village. So Melissa, the new clinician, has been doing these assessments and working with these veterans, working closely with the VA over at the CRRC and their team and our county housing departments. So she's running around getting to know everyone and doing phenomenal jobs. I think so far we've identified 13 veterans who meet criteria. So they may or may not meet criteria on the HUD-VASH side, but we know they meet criteria on the county side. So we'll continue to provide the behavioral health support regardless of what happens on the housing side.
Well, I was going to put this in my comments down, but I'll add it to what you just said because it ties right in. Mm-hmm. Right now, I guess last year we got $2.9 million from Assemblywoman Katia Petrie Norris for homeless vets. And that money went to, she's utilizing, or they're utilizing in the county United Way, which has also partnered with the Apartment Association. I just wanted to make sure, I'll send a note to you guys a little later through email, or mail, okay, snail mail, about the fact that there's an RFP out now for those individuals that want to apply for it. And there's supposed to be some type, you know what, you know when the meeting is? At 11:30 today.
Yes, today.
Yeah, I just thought about that. It means 11:30. But I'm quite sure that there may be another one for people to go and get some information on this. I just thought about that, damn. But anyway, well, you can't be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Only me. Yeah, I clone myself. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up with your piece because it ties right into what you're talking about, what we're doing, and how the county is moving forward to help homeless vets. and especially with the apartment association. We'll see how this works out. Yeah. I kind of really wanted to go to that, you know, so I could. But anyway, be that as it may. Thank you. Appreciate your update.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Any questions, guys? Okay. All right, Mr. Ben Gales.
Mr. Gales.
The sure. Local Interagency Network Coordinator, my man.
Would have been an interesting meeting to see how that title has developed, right? It's a long one.
Which one?
My title.
Huh?
My title. It's a long title. That's why we go with link for sure.
Well, I was trying to, I need to stretch it out another 5 minutes, so I thought I'd read it. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. You know, I think my main observation for the new year is just how many great events that are coming up, you know, right now in Orange County to serve veterans and their families. And you know, the first general meeting of the collaborative, there'll be three major meetings. It's going to be on February 5th. I will defer to the chairman to report on his contribution at that meeting. That'll be at UCI. And UCI has brought a tremendous energy to the collaborative and is really responsible for a lot of these events that are happening right now. And they had a couple of great events in December to educate HR professionals on the value of hiring veterans. They had an exceptional speaker come in and talk about nonprofit fundraising and strategies for that. And just it's really doing a great job. So that'll be the big meeting of February 5th. From the CalVet end, we actually have an event coming up on February 7th. We will have our CalTAP, our Transition Assistance Program event, which has been happening at military installations for a couple of years now, and we're just getting rolling this year with bringing it to college campuses and student veterans. So we got some money statewide to do that. So that'll be February 7th at Coastline College, and it'll be a mix of presentations on benefits and services and employment and entrepreneurship. We're going to have the VA healthcare bus there, Veterans Legal Institute. If you know student veterans, feel free to let them know about it, and you should be seeing it. We're going to get this thing out in a whole bunch of email distributions, which will have the event right for registration that you'll be able to see. I almost guarantee it'll be coming in a range of ways. Coastline College is also actually on February 1st having a tax preparation day for military veterans, so that's always a good deal. And yeah, let's see. And other collaborative committees, the Children and Families Committee is going to be having their event for the Month of the Military Child in early April. You certainly see a lot of PR about that. I thought that was an interesting meeting. It was just Monday and some of the stuff that we were talking about. There's an idea to make a press to get different agencies that serve anyone to ask the question of whether you or a family member has military service. You know, the idea being that there's a lot of folks out there that we're not identifying that could be eligible for benefits and services. A lot of veterans don't know about their benefits. And so our outreach should be expanded beyond just our traditional, you know, veteran service centers. So actually right now, that collaborative, Strong Families, Strong Children Collaborative, they're going to different family resource centers around Orange County. I think there's about 15 of them. Yeah, and that's proven very effective. So it's kind of a non-traditional place to think about finding veterans, but that's working well. So I think there's hopefully going to be a campaign that I think everyone could get behind, this idea of ask the question, you know, put it on your intake form. And I think also the second part of that is people that ask it have to know, you know, where to refer next. So that's interesting. There's going to be a career pathways event for veterans in Orange County at the end of this month. So that's exciting. That's something that happened, I think it was kind of dormant last year, but bringing different sectors to educate veterans on, you know, different career paths. So it's going to be law enforcement this time. They're going to have the Riverside Sheriff, FBI, and Customs, I believe, Border Patrol there for that. And then I guess just kind of one final report on what's happening in the collaborative. There's going to be a new committee, and it's going to be called the, I think, the Health and Wellness Committee. I think it's not just the Health Committee, Health and Wellness. And it's going to consolidate the former Behavioral Health Committee into it. But it's also going to broaden out to health, which is interesting that we haven't had a committee on that before. I mean, obviously, healthcare is a major part of what, you know, veterans receive for the VA. So hopefully that's going to actually bring the VA a little bit more into the collaborative. And it's very possible, there's discussion that the Senior Veteran Task Force is going to be folded into that as well. There's actually been a couple of pretty good meetings on that task force. And so that's kind of something that's kind of moving forward with the collaborative.
Well, I'm going to add to your report too, seeing how you guys are all talking about it. This year is the 25th anniversary of the Center for Minority Veterans. It was established by Congress 25 years ago. And so I asked Mr. Stephen Dillard, who is the director of the Center for Minority Veterans, to be the keynote speaker at the collaborative meeting on the 5th of February at UC Irvine. He will be talking about minority veterans and women, and also about faith-based. He used to he set the program up in the Bush administration to work with faith-based groups and stuff. So he's matriculated his way up to the Center for Minority Veterans, and he's coming out. And he's about a big 6'6", 6'7", United States Navy veteran. Was on the USS Wisconsin. And it was at 64, Battleship 64. So, and he played basketball for Florida State. So he's a big dude, all right. But anyway, the cool thing about it is he's coming out, and this is pretty neat to have somebody from the Veterans Administration to come out and kind of kick the year off. Okay.
That's the 5th?
Huh? That's he's going to speak the morning of the 5th, yeah. Okay. So that has the year report. Let's see, any other comments for Ben? Okay, moving right along. Let's see, David, Tom, okay, council members. Richard, you got any comments? You said everything you need to say.
I said mine.
That was good. Eric?
Eric Duane, member at large. I'm also an employee at Cerritos College, where I'm co-chair of the VetNet Ally program. And every time we have a seminar, training seminar, in the spring and fall semesters, I always advertise it. So here's your advertisement. March 27th at Cerritos College, we're going to be holding our next VetNet Ally training seminar. You can email me, shoot me an email if you want any information. It's eeduane@yahoo.com or eduane@cerritos.edu. And it's a great program. We've had a bunch of members who've come and community members come and sit in on our VetNet Ally training, but it's mostly for the staff and faculty on campus to know what the student veteran journey is like on a college campus and how best to assist them and become visible allies on campus. So it's open to everyone from the community. We want to try and get that program. It's obviously in LA County. We have it at Cal State Long Beach. It's at some of the universities. Yeah. But we don't have it at enough Orange County community colleges. And so I'm trying to work with Renee to kind of build that program for Orange County and do some train the trainer. One of the creators of the program is actually at the chancellor's office, Marshall Thomas. And he was at Cal State Long Beach. So
Eric,
plans in the future for that.
Have you reached out to U.S. Vets, Miata Snedder?
No.
Dr. Snedder, they have a county contract to run behavioral services on 7 college campuses here in Orange County.
Yeah.
So they're doing something similar.
Okay.
And they are doing some similar trainings.
Yeah.
So it may be good.
Sounds like it might focus on mental health services.
No, they do.
Okay, because that's not the emphasis of our seminar.
If for the trainings they provide,
uh-huh,
is understanding the college veteran and how to support the college veteran.
Oh, nice.
As a whole, so it's not just behavioral health focused, but they are a behavioral health program.
Okay.
But it may be good just to reach out to her and see what they're doing and how they're doing. I can get you her information.
Yeah, please do. Okay. Sounds great. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Chair?
No.
Okay. Well, then, let's do this. I need to send you gentlemen a list. While we were on hiatus in November for Veterans Day, I think I sent you by snail mail a list of the veterans in the county that were on city councils, and that I have another list that I put together that lists all of the veterans that are on city councils and their meeting dates. So I will send that to you, so in your area you will know who's who in the zoo, if you will,
right,
and be able to go and make some comments or whatever the case may be. But I put that together. I also, doing the before Veterans Day, I made sure that, let's see, we had four mayors.
Okay.
But we kicked it off at Mission Viejo, so I made sure I went to Mission Viejo, Dana Point.
The former mayor here.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, once a mayor, always a mayor. Got to call your honorable buddy. But I got a chance to kick it off at Mission Viejo, then went to Dana Point,
yes,
where we had two veterans. Got a chance to, actually, I got finished early enough in Dana Point to get to the Tustin meeting, because there's a veteran on Tustin meeting, so I was on the way home anyway. That's and then I got a chance to go to Laguna Woods, where we have two mayors. I mean, one mayor, and then we had Jim Rainey. Jim Rainey used to be on this council a long time ago. And it was pretty neat to make the presentation. His comments to me was, I'm sure glad you're coming out to the community to work with veterans. That's pretty nice. So it was just nice to have that in 3 minutes to say, this is what we're doing. Here's stuff going on. You're in it, da-da-da-da-da. Keep going, because you never know down the road if we need that support.
Right.
And then we become a support base, so they know that we're out here representing them for the county. And then I think my last little comment would be that I was very fortunate enough to be reappointed to the Advisory Council for Minority Veterans by the Secretary, VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. And I was very fortunate to be back at in DC at the VA headquarters, where they celebrated the 25th anniversary. So I came in and made a presentation, do a group picture, had a cake, which went fast. And so, but other than that,
who's the new chairman of the Board of Supervisors? Do you know? Do
they I just mentioned that before you got here. You didn't know. The new supervisor, chair of the supervisor, is Michelle Steele.
Really?
Michelle Steele, and the new vice chair is Andrew Doe.
Interesting.
Okay, that's how that plays. Other than that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I forgot to introduce Erica Danzig as our deputy.
I thought everybody knew Erica.
I made that assumption,
yeah, okay,
too, but
no, no.
I
would you please? Would you, thank you, Erica. Welcome.
Like
welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Welcome back aboard again.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Feels good to be back.
Took a sabbatical, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, yeah. Members of the council. My name is Erica Danzak, and I am the new Deputy Director over Aging and Veteran Services with OC Community Services. I'll be reporting to Renee Ramirez and supporting both the Office on Aging and Veteran Service Office. And my first day was December 6th, so I've been in the job for about 6 weeks now, and very busy. Have my work cut out for me, that's for sure. But Eric and Eddie have been doing a great job in keeping the daily operations of the office running smoothly. One of my top priorities has been working with our OC IT department to get the online application for our college fee waiver up and running.
I approve of that message. Yes.
That's set to go live February 1st.
College so aged kids.
Yeah, it's been fully tested, and we're ready to go into production February 1st. So we'll be
that
working
awesome.
With you on how to promote
okay.
that and maybe get a good press release going to
okay.
help you promote that.
And Ms. Jenna is new?
Hi, my name is Jenna, and I am not new to Orange County Community Services, but new to this council. One of my new duties and my new role is to oversee all Orange County Community Services advisory councils and boards. So that consists of the Orange County Development Board, the Senior Citizen Advisory Council, this council, and also support the Human Relations Commission.
Welcome.
Are you with the county?
Yes.
Okay, and you are?
I'm Carissa Marietta. I'm supporting Jenna
okay.
and Renee. So
okay.
I just came aboard in November from Osters.
From where?
Osters.
Retirement. All right, so while we're going around to do this, I know that we went through public comments, all right, but you gentlemen, Chris and Austin, you guys got a comment you want to make? Or
I did receive one comment request form.
I know, but I'm not going to open up public comments to do that, but I'll let them say what they have to say. Okay.
Sure. Hello, on behalf of Assemblyman Brooksova, Happy New Year, Chairman, and Happy New Year to the council members as well. I wanted to let the council members know that the Assemblywoman will be having a community coffee coming up, one in Anaheim and one in Fullerton. The one in Fullerton is on January 25th from noon to 1:30, and the one in Anaheim is also on Saturday, January 25th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. I have some extra flyers here, and I will leave them up here.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Austin?
No updates.
Okay. Like the beard, man. Like the beard.
Yeah,
it's becoming, okay? You know, just now if you just had a fro, you know. Okay. Now the gentleman with you is?
I'm George Alvarado. I'm an intern at the 4th District.
Okay. Very good. All right, so we got everybody in the meeting today. I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. Thank you, and again, as we always state at the bottom of the agenda, have we helped a veteran today? Okay. Meeting's adjourned.